Taritschayena Shristam Philokya Nripatidasa Kandarena Chagne Bhutina Papu Shashramato Prakrishto Maricham Asu Pishikena Yatakam Ugraha. Translation. O King Parikshit, when Ravana, who had 10 heads on his shoulders, heard about the beautiful and attractive features of Sita, his mind was agitated by lusty desires, and he went to kidnap her. To distract Lord Ramachandra from his ashram, Ravana sent Maricha in the form of a golden deer. And when Lord Ramachandra saw that wonderful deer, he left his residence and followed it, and finally killed it with a sharp arrow, just as Lord Shiva killed Daksha. 11. Rakshodamina vikavat vipine samaksham vaideha raja duhitari apaya pitayam ratravane kripanavat Priyaya Viyukta Sri Sanginam Gotim Iti Pratayam Stachara. Translation. When Ramachandra entered the forest and Lakshmana was also absent, the worst of the Rakshasas, Ravana, kidnapped Sita Devi, the daughter of the king of Vaideha, just as a tiger seizes unprotected sheep when the shepherd is absent. Then Lord Ramachandra wandered in the forest with his brother Lakshmana, as if very much distressed due to the separation from his wife. Thus he showed by his personal example the condition of a person attached to women. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In this verse, the words Sri Sanginam Gatim Iti indicate that the condition of a person attached to women was shown by the Lord Himself. According to moral instructions, Grihe Narim Vivar Jayat, when one goes on a tour, one should not bring his wife. Formerly, men used to travel without conveyances, but still, as far as possible, when one leaves home, one should not take his wife with him, especially if one is in a condition as Lord Ramachandra, when banished by the order of his father. Whether in the forest or at home, if one is attached to women, his attachment is always troublesome, as shown by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by his personal example. Of course, this is the material side of Sri Sangha, but the situation of Lord Ramachandra is spiritual, for he does not belong to the material world. Narayana Paro Vyakta. Narayan is beyond the material creation. Because he is the creator of the material world, he is not subject to the conditions of the material world. The separation of Lord Ramachandra from Sita is spiritually understood as Vripalamba, which is an activity of the Ladini potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, belonging to the Sringara Rasa, the mellow of conjugal love in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has all the dealings of love, displaying the symptoms called Satvika, Sanchari, Vilapa, Murcha, and Unmada. Thus, when Lord Ramachandra was separated from Sita, all these spiritual symptoms were manifested. The Lord is neither impersonal nor impotent. Rather, He is Sachid Ananda Vigraha, the eternal form of knowledge and bliss. Thus, he has all the symptoms of spiritual bliss. Feeling separation from one's beloved is also an item of spiritual bliss. As explained by Srila Rupa Damodara Goswami, Radha Krishna Panaya Vikritir Ladini Shaktihi. The dealings of love between Radha and Krishna are displayed as the pleasure potency of the Lord. The Lord is the original source of all pleasure, the reservoir of all pleasure. Lord Ramachandra, therefore, manifested the truth both spiritually and materially. Materially, those who are attached to women suffer, but spiritually, when there are feelings of separation between the Lord and His pleasure potency, the spiritual bliss of the Lord increases. This is further explained in Bhagavad Gita 9:11. Avajanti mam mudha manushim tanum ashritam param bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. One who does not know the spiritual potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead thinks of the Lord as an ordinary human being, but the Lord's mind, intelligence, and senses can never be affected by material conditions. This fact is further explained in the Skanda Puran as quoted by Madhvacharya. Nitya Purna Sukha Jnana Sarupo Savyato Vibhu Atosya Rama Iti Akya Tasya Dukam Kuto An Fapi Tatapi Loka Shikshartam Adhuko Dukha Vartika Anartitam Loka Drishtya Sitam Asit Smaran Eva Gyapanartam Punar Nitya Sambodha Swatmanaha Shriya Ayodhya Vini Gachan Sarvalokasya Chesvara Pratyaksham Tu Shriya Sardham Jagamanadhir Avyaya Nakshatra Mana Ganitam Trayodasa Sahasrakam Brahmaloka Samam Chakre Samastam Shiti Mandalam Ramo Ramo Rama Iti Sarvesham Abhavattada Sarvo Rama Mayoloko Yada Ramastva Apalayat. It was actually impossible for Ravana to take away Sita. The form of Sita take my Ravana was an illusory representation of Mother Sita, Maya Sita. When Sita was tested in the fire, this Maya Sita was born, and the real Sita came out of the fire. A further understanding to be derived from this example is that a woman, however powerful she may be in the material world, must be given protection, for as soon as she is unprotected, she will be exploited by Rakshasas like Ravana. Hear the words, Vaideha Raja Duhitari, indicate that before Mother Sita was married to Lord Ramachandra, she was protected by her father, Vaideha Raja, and when she was married, she was protected by her husband. Therefore, the conclusion is that a woman should always be protected. According to the Vedic rule, there is no scope for a woman's being independent. Asamaksham, for a woman cannot protect herself independently. Om Gyan Tirmanasya Ginan Jana Shalakaya Sakshmantamira Tasma Shri Gurubhye Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutala Srimati Bhaktivinoda Swami Nami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachami Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Prashtari Shatani Yashi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Deita Gadadara Srivasati Gauravani Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here we have several important points, but I shall tackle the most difficult first, and then we go to the easiest one at last. Here Srila Prabhupada enunciates the importance of the protection of women. And within the Manu Smriti, it's explained very elaborately. It stated, day and night, a woman should be protected by the male in the family. When she's small, she should be protected by her father. When she's married, she should be protected by her husband. or when she's old, she should be protected by her son. Manu went on to say that reprehensible is the father that does not marry his daughter at the right age. Reprehensible is the husband that does not approach his wife at the right time. And reprehensible is the son that does not protect his mother in old age. So these last three parts, marrying a girl in time, Davidic scriptures says that a girl usually gets married by puberty or on 3 years later, until 3 years later. And if not, then she has the right to select her husband. So I was confronted with this one day because my daughter just turned 17 and I had to explain to her the Vedic system. So I said, generally, a girl gets married very early. I didn't explain exactly what I said, at least by 15. But because of the economic situation of the world, it is required that she gets an education because she may be needed to help in the economic upbringing of the home. So, but what is important and essential is that if you do associate with someone, then if you associate intimately, you should get married to that person. So this is very important, and it is important for all parents to understand too, this truth of the Vedas, see? Because we're practitioners of the Vedic philosophy and Vedic culture. So I told her, this is it really. But I don't have any objection in you getting engaged and going to college. I mean, you know, because if that brings peace of mind, then that's okay. So I had to explain like that really. It was a little difficult, but I say this is the Vedic system. And this system is still being practiced, especially in some places in the East, especially within the Muslim culture, for sure, and of course like in India and some other places. But other places it's completely thing. And the scriptures also explains, because I guess it makes a girl more peaceful in this situation. You see, of course also the boy has to be trained properly. I mean, the Vedic scripture elaborates on him, you know, going through the brahmacharya ashram and taking proper training, so he's qualified like this. Anyhow, so much for that really. The other one, reprehensible, is the husband does not approach his wife at due time. And of course, within our philosophy, if one is interested in procreation, then he approaches his wife at the time of conception, which is like ovulation. But of course also copulation is prohibited at other times. See, this is the system. I'm just repeating it really. I can't tell anyone what's right. And the other one, reprehensible, is the son that fails to protect his mother in old age. And this is very important. Nowadays we see that the daughter actually does this more than the son. The son becomes very careless at times, you see, but this is very, very important. But the reason for it is why the Father is not mentioned, because it's taken for granted too that the Father will take Vanaprastha and you know, renounce life and protect himself, you know, but the mother is focused especially. And of course this was written in Satyug when creation started. Manu handled the law book for the world, see? And of course probably he did not even see so much. I mean, I can't say that because it's stated that sage is omniscient. He knows everything, see? So he would able to see, but in Kali Yuga really all these rules are broken, see? They're broken so easily. So also there's some other interesting points really. Apart from this protection, there is we get protection from the Lord. He says Sarva Dharman Pratyaja Mami Kinsharanam Vraja. See, if one surrenders unto me, I shall protect him. See, protect him, protect her from sinful reactions and so forth. And Parchanaya Sarunam Vinashaya Saduskritam. He comes to protect the sadhu. See, so especially the case of Lord Ramachandra, that was appropriate, because the demons and the rakshasas, they were desecrating the place of jagyas. When the sages were performing jagyas, they would stool and urine, they'd fly over and pass stool and urine on the kundas, see, and desecrate everything, and constantly they were doing that. So one of Lord Ramachandra's purpose was to do that, but Lord Ramachandra was acting as if he was just a simple purpose. He was just a simple person. But of course he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And he went with Vishamintra in the forest, and first he killed quite a few rakshasas. There was one called Marichi was one of them, but he didn't kill Marichi at the first encounter because he knew that Marichi had to do some pastimes with him. I mean, he's a transcendental lord, and he definitely knew that. Marichi had a mother. His mother was Tadaka, and she was very much a nuisance to the sages. And so Vishamintra asked Lord Ramachandra to vanquish her. At the beginning, he didn't want to kill her. He cut off her arms and ears, and so mutilate her, but he didn't want to kill her. But Vishamitra demanded that he kill her because she can create a lot of havoc. Also at that time, he shot an arrow at Maricha and threw him at the middle of the ocean, because he knew that Maricha would eventually turn into this deer and allure Sita. And so, see? So these are the reasons. And then, of course, the Lord said in Bhagavad Gita, Mam hi parta vyapashritya yepi siu papa yonayaha shriyo vaishyas tata sudras tepi anti panamgutim. O son of Prita, those who take shelter of me, though they be of low birth, women, vaishyas, as well as sudras, can approach the supreme destination. So anyone, even one is of a low birth or family or whatever, once that person surrenders to the Lord, then he has the potential to go back to Godhead. I mean, he's guaranteed it. See? So this is important. And also, within the scriptures, there are two very controversial issues. There was one with Amba and the other one is with Sita. when Amba was taken, when Amba was taken by Bhishma to marry his brother, she revealed later on that she had given her heart to Salya. And so then Bhishma returned her, said, "You're free." But then later on, Salya said, "Which man in his true mind would accept a woman that has given her heart to another man? He's no better than one that would accept a serpent in his home." I mean, that was very heavy, see? And then there is another one with Sita Devi. I think most of you don't know, but at the end of the Ramayana, not quite the end, but after Lord Rama Chandra had killed Ravana, and then he was confronted with Mother Sita, he said, let me see his direct word, but it was pretty hard to bear and hear, especially for Mother Sita and the demigods also. Anyhow, he said there, hear what he said. He said, "No cultured man would accept a wife who has been embraced by another man or who has lived in someone else's house. I am sure no woman could have remained with Ravana for so long without having been enjoyed by him." You see? So here, at least we know that Lord Ramachandra is exhibiting the pastime also of a person, you know, of an ideal king, but a person also. And so he expressed this sentiment, you see, and then that was the time when Sita would go into the fire, see, and then she would came out back with Agni. So I mention these things because these principles are very important. But it's not only for the women to be chaste, but the man has to be up to standard and up to date too. See? He has to exhibit decency of character, and he should be a gentleman. See? And these are very important for family life. So that's the point for the protection of women. The other part is, we'll go to the other different part, and that was, it's stated here, Srila Prabhupada explained at the beginning that on a trip to going towards on a precarious journey, when one goes to a precarious journey, then he should not take his wife, because he is he doesn't know where he's going, what's going to happen. So he has to protect himself and try to feign for himself. But then if he has his wife with him, in addition, that would be like an extra responsibility, and it can be very difficult. And Srila Prabhupada explained, especially the case of Lord Ramachandra, where he was banished by his father, see, then it's not advised to take it. But of course, usually, when a man goes out, he takes his wife, like he goes on a tour. If he goes on a tour or a trip, he takes his wife. Because if he's not taking her, then something is wrong there, right? Right, Keshava? Only you have the privilege of not taking your wife. Yeah, but that's you know, like if he's going on a joy ride or a joy trip, he takes his wife. So this is the other point. And then we come to the serious part here, where Lord Ramachandra and Sita, they were if you know the Ramayana well, they were exhibiting lots of lamentation. And Srila Prabhupada states here it's called Vipralamba, separation. See? Separation. And they exhibited so many different bhavas. I mean, I'm not so I'm not so versed in the Bhavas, but at least within the different relationships with the Lord, we can have like Shantarasa, Dasya, Shakya, Vatsala, and Madhurya. See, within the Madhurya Rasa, then there's these bhavas that's expressed. It's stated that there's Sattvika Bhava, where one is stunned, perspire, hair standing in, choking voice, colors change, cry, fainting, and so forth. Srila Prabhupada stated that. And we know that Lord Chaitanya in separation of the Lord was exhibiting so much of this, on and on, constantly. Then there's the Sanchari Bhava. One gets into mood swing, one is happy, and then suddenly he swings onto the other side. And then there is Vilapa, which is lamentation. Lord Ramachandra used to lament so much for Sita, you know, that when you read a Ramayana, you wonder what is going on. When he see the trees, he would ask the trees, where is Sita? He see the bees, where is Sita? Where is her? Tell me my Sita. And then he would fall and faint. See? So many. Yeah, then Lakshmana would have to revive him. So then there's Murcha. Murcha is one gets into unconsciousness. Like I say, he fall and faint, you get into it. But it states that it's a blissful unconsciousness. See? And then the last one is Unmada, expressed by Lord Chaitanya himself. Transcendental madness. You see? You speak all kind of different things and things, like Lord Chaitanya was saying so many different things. So these were expressed by Lord Ramachandra and by Sita Devi also. So if we know if we've read the Ramayana, and I am sure that most of you or most people have read the Ramayana and know, I mean, we've seen several plays and plays upon plays. And I would, before, there's another point that's also important, that stated that Lord Krishna had manifested the characteristics of four types of heroes. And one is called Dhiradatta, where he's grave, humble, forgiving, compassionate, fixed, unboastful, extremely powerful, curbed the pride of heroic fighters. See, this is one. And of course, Lord Ramachandra exhibited these. See, Lord never boasts, never proud, you know, and he would, when he hit Maricha with that arrow, Maricha flew into the ocean. Maricha said, then Maricha had explained his situation. But maybe before I go into that, there was Dhiralata, that's a different role of the hero, where it stated that Cupid exhibited that. And then Dhirashanta, Yudhishthira exhibited that. And Dhiradatta, Bhima, malicious, proud, angry, fickle, boastful. Bhimasena kind of exhibited those roles, and Lord Krishna in some ways. See? But so within the verse also, it comes back to the first one stated here that that Lord Ramachandra deformed Supranaka. See? He actually asked Lakshmana to do this. And Lakshmana did that. And then, but there are two demons that were vanquished here. Marichi was also one. So there's a little story with Marichi here that he forced Lord Ramachandra hit him and he went into the ocean. Then he came back, right? And what he did, he took the form of a stag now and he went back into the Dandaka forest and he was killing the sages and everything. And when he heard that Lord Ramachandra and Sita were there, he said, well, now it's time for revenge. And so what happened, he attacked them. He and some other Rakshasas attacked Sita and Rama. And Ram pulled his arrow and bow and he shot two of the stags. They had took the form of stags. Stags is like a type of a deer. It stayed with a blazing tongue. And Ram killed the first two. And Maricha, in the form of a stag, started to run. He told Ravana, the only way I was saved from that from the arrow of Lord Ramachandra is because I was fleeing from battle. And it seems that Lord Ramachandra arrow obeyed the battle codes and did not kill me then. But of course Lord Ramachandra knew that he would have to take the form of Marichi. So then later on Ravana would go and ask him to take the form of Marichi, the form of a golden deer. And so he took the form of a dazzling, beautiful deer. And Sita couldn't resist that really. Because Lakshmana said, this is a trick of Maricha. But of course Lord Ramachandra played down the game because he knew it's a pastime he's acting. And you know, of course maybe Sita, but the Ramayana did not explain that. But what happens is that Sita wanted that deer, and so Lord Ramachandra went after it. And then finally. But before he killed the deer, Maricha was explaining to Ravana. He said that after that arrow did not kill me, I become a renunciant. I became an ascetic, a sage. And I started to be in the forest. But he says, I was so afraid of Lord Ramachandra that every tree I see, I would think it's Lord Ramachandra dressed in tree bark, they're ready to kill me. See? So he was very, very scared, really. So many. He said, when I'm sleeping, I would dream of Lord Ramachandra, and I would get into cold sweat. I can't. So I'm so scared of Lord Ramachandra. He said, please, 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 don't ask me to do this. Don't ask me to take the form of deer. Ravana said, look, I don't need your advice. I'm going to kill you if you don't do that. You see, Ravana was such a big bully, right? And so Marichi said, look, it's better I be killed by Lord Ramachandra arrow than by you demon. See? And so he took the form of this deer, and then he went into the forest, and then, of course, we know the details, he was killed there. So that was that. And then his sister, Supanaka, she, you know these pastimes, but because it's mentioned here, I'll just reiterate it a little bit. It's stated that when she saw the features of Ram and Lakshman, she said, wow, I have to have Lord Ramachandra. And she went to approach him, you know, please accept me as your wife. What are you doing with this insect here? That was Sita, you know. And, then Lord Ramachandra started to joke with her, oh, beautiful one, my brother is not engaged, you know, and he's the right suitor for you, you know, for a beautiful girl like you. And of course, you know, then Lakshman says, but I am a slave. You know, you don't want to be with a slave. And then she went back to Lord Ramachandra. But then she realized, well, Sita is in the way, I'm going to get her, see? And then of course, Lakshman would cut off her nose and her ear and everything. And then he would run dashing in the forest, and then her brother Kardush, they used to say in Hindi, Kardush. Lord Ramachandra would kill Karandushan, Trishira, and 14,000 Rakshasas. See? The Ramayana is such a beautiful episode, really. So beautiful, really, that I love it, really. And I time is running out, I can't go more, but I will just read a little thing of Lord Ramachandra quickly, and then I'll take a few questions or whatever. Lord Ramachandra ruled for 11,000 years. There was no widows to lament the loss of her husband. There were no disease, there were no thieves. Even the wild animals gave up their natural enmity and did not kill one another. All the citizens were fully righteous, and they considered Rama their lord and master, even their life and soul. Everyone lived for thousands of years and had many sons. All talk was centered around Rama. Thus the entire earth appeared as if it had been transformed into the kingdom of Vaikuntha Loka. See? So I'll stop here really. We have quite a few more chapters with the pastimes really. I'll stop here. Is there any comment or question? Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.